Hey everyone, like I mentioned at the top, this month we had a remote contribution from regular storyteller Sawyer Heppies. He submitted a video that he recorded on his computer, and you're going to hear the audio from that in a second. That's why it sounds different from the rest of the show. Side note, I think it's really funny that Sawyer and Steph touched on one of the same notes in their stories. You'll hear that in a second. Anyway, enjoy!
Hey guys, sorry I couldn't be there, just at home for the holidays. But I do want to thank Shelby for taking the time to screen this for me, because I never want to be one to miss your story. As we're all aware, this month's topic is potpourri. And in the past, someone had talked about home has a connection to smell. And for me, potpourri was always kind of that quintessential smell. My mother keeps it all over the house, and it's the first thing I smell the second I walk through the door. Now, moving to Chicago, as I have discussed before, the first thing I want to do is make it feel like home. Create that feeling of comfort and domesticity for me. And along the way, I had a number of pitfalls. I went through several jobs that I couldn't stand. I had a couple of projects that fell through, and even recently, my website got hacked by an internet terrorist group. Yeah, sometimes Fox News is right. What are you gonna do? But did you know that the word potpourri actually means rotten? Named for the dried leaves and ingredients that make the smell so wonderful, turning something bad into something good. And also even helped me realize that my life isn't that bad. I'm living out here on my own, and most importantly, I nor anyone I love was nowhere near these horrible tragedies that befell this year. And I'm pretty thankful for that. And even more, I've learned how to turn these little pitfalls into something good. I mean, I finally left that job and found one that at least makes me feel a little bit comfortable, and I learned how to be a lot more financially responsible. And when one project fell through, I can almost always certainly find something new to work on. And even more, every ridiculous happenstance that happened, I'm able to bring here to Nerdalogs Your Stories and share it with everyone here in the room, and making some new friends. And every now and then, I'm just lucky enough to just get a brand new pleasant odor, something else that's thrown into the mix that's just purely good. For instance, three of my best friends are moving out here in January, which was my Christmas wish, and looks like it's actually going to be reality. So once again, I want to thank you guys for offering your stories here for everyone. I want to wish everyone here a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and I'll see you guys just before